to Fiona Kelly now for what it says in this morning's newspapers.
Leaving grades to match last year's high. That's the lead headline in today's Irish Times. In advance of results day tomorrow, Carl O'Brien reports that the marks for the class of 22 are likely to be at least as high as last year, which saw a record 35% of students score above 500 points. The system of applying a post-marking intervention system this year is being criticised by universities, however, who say that it will force them to use random selection for many high points courses again this year. Recommendations made by the Commission on Taxation and Welfare continue to generate lead stories for the third day running this morning. The Irish Independent runs with the suggestion that the government should scrap lower USC rates, tax reliefs and PRSI exemptions for retirees. The accusation that the HSE's National Screening Service has rewritten the facts related to the cervical check scandal in a newly published information guide generates the lead story in today's Irish Examiner. The 221 Plus group, which represents women and families impacted by the smear test scandal, has taken issue with a claim in the guide that no lives were put at risk by doctors not informing patients of the results of the audit of slides. Stephen Donnelly's admission that he failed to register a rental property for the past 3 years with the Residential Tenancies Board and only did so last week on foot of the controversy which led to Robert Troy's resignation generates a lead story in the Irish Daily Mirror. St Vincent de Paul logged 30 calls every hour, which equated to 4,000 calls in total last month from people seeking financial help. That's according to the lead story in today's Irish Daily Mail. The Irish Sun leads today with the collapse of the Ryan Giggs trial in Manchester yesterday after the jury failed to reach a verdict. For its lead story, the Irish Daily Star reports on a recent visit with Charlotte Mulhall, who was serving a life sentence in Limerick Prison for the murder of Farah Nur in 2005, received from her mother, Kathleen Mulhall. And the Irish News leads today with the line that 16 people, including 5 police officers investigated over the Greenvale Hotel tragedy, will learn today whether they are to be prosecuted. 3 teenagers were killed in a crush as they queued to get into a disco at the Cookstown venue on St Patrick's Day in 2019. For its lead story, the Belfast Telegraph reports on the impact a plan to reduce the amount of compensation air passengers receive for delays on domestic flights in the UK will have on people from Northern Ireland. The picture in the front of that paper, meanwhile, is of firefighters tackling a blaze in the field in County Down, which was made famous by Rihanna when she chose it as a filming location in 2011. And finally, the Examiner runs with the story on its front page about a submission made by Cork County Council to onboard Planola, recommending that it should refuse Cork GAA's planning application to build 319 homes in North Cork. One of the council's concerns is that the scheme might impact negatively on the environment, including the protected butterfly and a rare species of mushroom. Butterfly puts brakes on Cork GAA housing plans is the headline there.